broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2017, and this is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, where we believe the checks and balances, absolutely brilliant, put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great ways for restoration. We can make America great again. We can restore the republic. We can preserve the nation. All those things are possible if you and I get educated and absolutely take our liberties seriously. We talked about GE, Boeing, Oracle, and other huge companies forming a coalition because they want a border tax. David Shepardson writes the article. Interestingly enough, the mainstream press acts like the border tax would be the end of the world, but that is the constitutional solution. We also talked about the little black book of billionaire secrets and other travel ban IRS moves to revoke passports and more. They want to focus on unpaid taxes. Why don't we just get rid of the IRS? Then we wouldn't need to worry about it. Anyway, that article's from Forbes. There's a plan that's emerging that requires colleges to allow free speech. Just imagine that in America today. Bob Unruh, WND.com. We talked about a Portland teen who discovered a cost-effective way to turn salt water into drinkable fresh water. Incredible article about that. What a phenomenal teen. Where's the mainstream press? Anyway, the guy's name's so complicated, he says, just call me Chai. The teenager's absolutely brilliant. Where's the mainstream press when we can use them the most? Talking about the way we could protect the environment and provide good, clean water for sanitary reasons and more. Where are the mainstream? Oh, they're too busy telling you how bad they hate the Donald, aren't they? Midway, Utah man, John Henry, he got killed by a falling 700-pound chunk of ice. It was horrible. The reason we bring up the story, though, is a bunch of people put together a GoFundMe account to try to help this guy, or help his family, I should say. It's good to see people doing charitable acts of kindness and love and a reach out with caring hearts without government involved, you know? Why Betsy DeVos is Trump's best cabinet pick, writes Doug Weed. We've got more on that coming up in seconds. That was our Win a Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Patrick Simmons, righttowork.org. And we talked about we've really got to put a couple of good labor board picks. The Donald can put two people on the board. We're waiting to see who he selects on that. We also had Richard Mack reporting live from his conversation on Capitol Hill with Mr. Ted Cruz. We also talked about why Ronald Reagan opposed socialized medicine. Bill Federer writes that column. Ronald Reagan remarked to the Heritage Council, listen, it was in Warren, Michigan, October the 10th, 1984. Henry David Thoreau was right when he said, government governs best, which governs least. Amen to that. We also talked about bad moons rising. Hundreds plan to drop trousers to mock Trump, writes Chelsea Schilling, WND.com. Patriots Super Bowl comeback snares 111 viewers. I guess that's down. We also talked about the Vimeo smart TVs. Vizio smart TVs. I guess they tracked viewers around the clock, got caught spying on everybody. Now they have to pay a big old bunch of money. 2.2 million dollars. Wow. I guess Paul Bremer writes the new catchwords. Whenever the left disagrees with you, they decide that you're a Nazi. You're a white nationalist. That's the only way they can play ball now because they can't win any debates. Anyway, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. One little further tidbit on this. You know we've been working hard to talk about thefreedomcoalition.com. That's our website to free these prisoners, right? anyway, Sheriff Mack is now updating every day what happens. And right now it's Sheriff Mack because he's in Washington, D.C. meeting with congressmen and senators. And eventually it will be more people adding to the blog. But for now, though, I want to just tell you what Sheriff Mack wrote. The senators whose offices I visited today include Sessions and Shelby of Alabama, McCain of Arizona, Flake of Arizona. That's four senators already. Roberts and Moren of Kansas. That's six senators now. McConnell and Paul of Kentucky. Daines of MT, I guess that Montana, yeah. Schumer, Heitkamp. I guess Cruz of Texas, a guy from Tennessee. Mike Lee. Now, he says, the only senators I spoke with personally were Cruz and McCain. Cruz seemed very enthusiastic and mentioned that he had a direct line to the Oval Office. McCain's was in passing, but said he looked forward to meeting with Mack. The irony of this day, writes Sheriff Richard Mack, is that of all the senator staff that Mack met with, Jeff Sessions was the most rude. The most congenial, believe it or not, was Chuckie Schumer's. Furthering the irony, Schumer's staff were the only ones that reached out and said, Richard would love to meet with you. Richard Mack has an appointment with Chuck Schumer's office today in person for a work session. Anyway, Mack reminded Schumer's office that Mack and Schumer debated back in the 90s on Palazan regarding the fight against the Brady Bill, where Richard Mack reminds Chuckie Schumer that he beat the Clinton administration. Just saying. But then Richard Mack finishes up with, in my opinion, the wisest line of all, and that's why I wanted to read it to you. Let this be a reminder to us all that what we are doing here to free our neighbors is a nonpartisan crusade. Anyway, then he says, this evening I went to a reception of the National Sheriffs Association. The NSA president and Mack had a great talk, and Mack hopes they can start to work together in a more congenial way than in the past. They have a meeting today as well. Anyway, bottom line is a long day with sore feet, but Mack says it was worth every bit of it. Thanks for your support. If you want to get involved in what we're doing to free innocent prisoners and set up a committee to vet these situations where government run amok is putting people in prison because a bureaucrat's been offended or some bogus unconstitutional regulation is violated, then you can join myself and a ton of other incredible names, Ted Nugent, Judge Napolitano, I mean, the list just gets longer every day, and our guest, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, is also involved. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, my friend.
Well, Sam, I just appreciate very much. That was a great update, and we've got a lot of work left to do, and it looks like we might be making some progress this time.
We're on fire for it, sir. We're doing the very best we can, and we're certainly heavily involved in solutions. I cannot believe Chuck Schumer's willing to engage Richard Mack more than the so-called conservative senators, though. Isn't that shocking?
It comes as a surprise, and frankly, if a stop clock is right twice a day, I'm not going to argue with that.
Not only that, you know, we do need to show the liberals that we can work together on things, even if we disagree on almost everything else. When we agree on something, we can work together.
Angry and riot when we disagree.
That's right.
So it does make it a little easier to work with other people when we find we can agree with them.
Anyway, so we hope for a positive meeting. By the way, Richard Mack is in Louis Gohmert's office right now. Having an appointment, by the way,
from
Texas.
There's one of my favorite people.
And then he's supposed to come on the radio with us here in a few minutes after he gets done with that and give us an update of how things went with Louis. So that's great news as well.
Sure is.
So, folks, we just got it all going on, man, like you couldn't believe. There's a big battle about this immigration ban from Donald. Donald and his people think that they're going to prevail. But the mainstream press is doing everything they can to tear down the ban and turn it into a racial rant. What's your take on the ban, Larry?
Well, from everything I can tell, the president acted within his constitutional powers and within his legal powers to make the decision to have this pause from the seven countries.
And I don't mean to stop you, but let me just clarify. It is a pause. It's not a permanent ban. It's not a. It's just a let's stop this. Let's get a handle on it so that we don't allow America to be in danger or terrorism, right? This is not a hostility agenda.
These were the seven countries were picked probably as much as anything from what I can tell because they hardly have governments. And it's very, if not impossible, almost impossible, to vet anybody from our end. Probably pretty hard to vet them if you went to Sana'a, Yemen, and tried to find out the background of somebody.
So the mainstream press is lying in their fake news scenario and acting like this is somehow a racist hostility towards other nations. That's false. It's all about keeping America safe again. Larry Pratt in seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The liberals are going berserk over so many topics, it's amazing. But our guest, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org with us. Mike Pence, in historical, casts tie-breaking vote to confirm Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary. I don't think they've ever had a tiebreaker in the nomination of somebody like this before, Larry.
I think it is something, a first, and certainly the vice president, I saw a little film take of it, was almost laughing, but not out of control, but he was laughing. He was enjoying that moment because he knew he was doing something pretty significant and for a first time, And if the left doesn't want Mrs. DeVos in there, it must mean that she's probably going to do a pretty good job.
No doubt about it. Now, the only reason it was a close vote and had to be a tiebreaker by the Vice President of the United States, this is constitutional for him to cast the tiebreaking vote, by the way, even though historically it has not needed to be done. It just shows how hate-filled and how evil and how hostile these pro-government 10 plank of the Communist Manifesto education people really are. But what's fascinating about this is it really was the Republicans that almost sunk the ship. You got Alaska and Maine, the two senators from each state, or one from each state, had their chance to sell us down the river, Larry.
They're quite liberal. They believe, apparently, from what I've gathered in the past, and the vote would suggest that, yes, they really don't like any loosening of federal control over education. And I don't know how much Mrs. DeVos is going to be able to get done, but one of the things I would hope she does is work toward a time when funding is not available for school systems that have a zero tolerance for firearms. This has been one of the great teaching tools that guns are icky, guns are bad, have nothing to do with guns. We've certainly gotten away from the time when there were shooting ranges in the school buildings themselves. To this day, in the District of Columbia, there are buildings that used to be schools that are now used for bureaucrats or whatever. But in the basement, they have shooting ranges. And that would be something that would be tremendous, that the school will be able to get federal funds if they reactivate any previously operated shooting ranges in their buildings. Kids being actually properly trained in which end of a gun is which, to be a good way to start, and then from there.
And by the way, you would even think the liberals would be for this if they're really for gun safety like they claim, Larry.
That's right. And, of course, what they're not for is people having familiarity with guns, because if they know something about guns, they won't be as likely to be buffaloed by some of the crazy arguments that get made in favor of taking away our guns. If somebody as an eighth grader, as a sixth grader, has fired a pellet rifle or a .22 rifle.
Yeah, you know, we could have a gun class for young ladies, and it would be called Rape Me Not 101, something like that.
That would be probably getting toward handguns, and that would be an excellent thing, and that can be done. I don't know that it was done. I don't think the schools in the past had taught firearms for self-defense, because we didn't live in a society where people were likely to be victimized the way they are now if they're unarmed. So, yes, I think your suggestion is an excellent one. And
just think about it, Larry Pratt. There could be, ceramics, like they have ceramics, and then you can have, Rape Me Not 101. I mean,
see, it'd be phenomenal.
It'd be quite a message to send to somebody that might be thinking along those lines.
And the other thing you could call one of the classes is Level Playing Field 100. Right,
yeah, right. Exactly. What do you do when your victim is armed? Well, I would suggest you go get a decent job and leave the victim alone.
Well, maybe it won't be a victim.
Exactly.
See, that's kind of what we're talking about there. See, the liberals' just minds blow up about this stuff. Anyway, the great news is Representative Thomas Massie introduced a bill. It's H.R. 899. And the goal is to eliminate the Department of Education. He launched that bill right now as Betsy got confirmed. And I guess the bill H.R. 99 had a few co-sponsors, Kurt.
Well, that's right. It's got some co-sponsors. But what I love is the whole bill is like this. Just listen to this.
Wait, Kurt. You gotta just tell him it's one sentence long. That's it.
I know. That's what I mean. The Department of Education shall terminate on December 31, 2018. End of bill.
Why doesn't he say 17?
I think that might
come
be.
Come on.
Yeah, that's
even
true.
If the president doesn't get reelected, he's able to turn the lights out on his way out of town.
Yeah.
Because this is a House member, and so every 2 years, people come up in the House. He wants to make sure it happens before the House turns over, if you will.
I think that's perhaps what he's got in mind. It's also probably enough time to do it in an orderly fashion and to just leave those funds that have been taken from the states with the states without returning them as we do now in the mode of block grants, which you can get if you do A, B, C, D, E, all the different things that they want in Washington. So really without even passing a law, as long as the money that should have been left in your pocket is being doled out from Washington, it gets doled out with lots and lots of strings.
And this would stop all that, Kurt. The co-sponsors jumped on, too. A few of them, at least.
That's right. You've got Representative Justin Amash. And by the way, the Massey is from Kentucky. And, you know, right there he's got good old Rand Paul to hang out with. But anyway, you got Justin
By the
Amash,
way, I'm waiting for Rand
Republican.
To toss in the companion bill, Kurt.
Yeah, amen to that. Justin Amash from Michigan. Andy Biggs from Arizona.
Now, by the way, we were just with Andy Biggs the other day, weren't we, Larry?
That's interesting. Yes, I'm glad that he's doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason
by the way,
Chaffetz,
let me stop you.
Republican of Utah.
Mm-hmm. Richard has an appointment with Andy Biggs today, by the way, just saying.
Oh, yeah. Then you've got Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, Republican of Florida. Representative Jody Heiss, H-I-C-E, Republican of Georgia. And Representative Raul Labrador, Representative Republican of Idaho. So those are
and by the way, that
original
just turned
co-sponsors.
Into the, that, along with the Freedom Caucus, just turned into the hot list of people for Richard to go see over the next couple of days while he's in Washington, by the way.
Well, I'm just glad that somebody is finally reviving the idea that we do away with the Jimmy Carter gift to the NEA, the public sector union, that he recognized as terribly instrumental in his election efforts. And the NEA, the Education Department, was a payoff to that union. That you talk about something that's improper, and it's afflicted the rest of us for all these many years, and that somebody is even thinking and forcing a discussion about getting rid of this department, which is not in the Constitution and which has been shown to be incapable of respecting local wishes. I think this bill is a tremendous. Frankly, I'm surprised. I didn't realize anybody was thinking in this way, and I am delighted and good for Representative Massey.
It's H.R. 899. Call your House member and ask them to please jump on the bill yesterday and call your senators and say, please toss the companion bill in the hopper. Let's get this done, ladies and gentlemen. Now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, did you realize there's a new poll out? TheBlaze.com has the details, but it basically is this. One-third of Americans don't even realize that there is a difference that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, they don't realize there's a difference between the two. You want to know why they don't? Because there's not. It's the same thing. One-third of Americans don't even realize that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are the same thing. Did you know that? No wonder we got a crisis in America over health care, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live, Larry Pratt in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Austin, Texas-based independent radio host Alex Jones has built a career out of opposition to the federal government, often expressed in conspiratorial terms. Jones has described himself as a libertarian, often warning his audience about the dangerous consolidation of power in the hands of the presidency and the militarization of domestic law enforcement. He has long been on friendly terms with former Congressman Ron Paul, who himself is widely recognized as one of the most influential voices in the libertarian movement. While Ron Paul's unalloyed commitment to individual liberty and the Constitution are admirable, Jones said during a recent broadcast. He is much more taken with Donald Trump's unabashed authoritarianism. Trump is so fire-breathing, so energetic, so cunning, so real, and he's having results so amazing that it just makes me endeared to Trump, proclaimed Jones. I'm ready to die for Trump at this point. It's the same feeling I have for America because he is America. I've never seen anything like this. This is bigger than 1776 if Trump can deliver. While Jones professes a willingness to die on behalf of his president, he also believes that it may be necessary to kill for him as well. And then I see the news. I've got articles today. Ha ha, there's tens of thousands of bureaucrats that are going to leak everything you're doing militarily and sabotage you. That's called treason. That's executionable. Jones complained. During the Obama administration, Jones often defended whistleblowers such as Private Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden, who leaked classified information regarding unlawful military and intelligence initiatives. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, Kirk Crosby, and Sam Bushman in the roundtable. So one-third of Americans don't even realize that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are the same thing, Larry.
Yeah, well, it looks like we have a little work to do. And, of course, they wouldn't realize some of the because they hadn't been told, some of the really very concerning implications of that act. You know, because we've talked about it, even on Liberty Roundtable, and a good deal in the past, that this was going to be a train wreck for gun owners. We saw it coming first when President Bush, unhappily, was willing to sign the Veterans Disarmament Act, which was what we called it, because we saw them using medical records, particularly diagnoses, that had nothing to do with somebody being violent, but nevertheless using that, like PTSD diagnosis, as a predicate, as an excuse for saying, oops, buddy, thanks for your service, but we're taking your guns. Well, that's happening now to people on Social Security. And if they have somebody writing checks for them, whoop, that's it, you're incompetent, we're coming to get your guns. Well, hey, wait a minute. Do you imagine that Donald Trump writes his own checks? Does that make him incompetent? Please. So they are so
happy. Well, and oftentimes a husband and a wife, or sometimes a daughter, will take care of a lot of those because maybe his hands don't work that well. He's still firm in mind, but yet his hands don't work that well. Or maybe he's just not technical and they do the accounting on a computer. Who knows the reasons, right?
Yeah, you got people at 25 that probably mess up their checkbook every month. That's not a reason to take away.
Well, and not only that, these bureaucrats that want to act like you can't manage your own money just because you have somebody else assist you with it. Who writes the checks for Congress? It's not any of the members of the House, I don't think, and they're responsible for the purse strings. And if you look at their $20 trillion deficit, I think we, you know.
So delegation doesn't make somebody incompetent. In fact, it might mean just the opposite. Thank you very much. But that's okay for the gun controllers because any excuse is a good excuse to come and grab somebody's guns.
Now, can we get the Donald to overturn this immediately? He could just, with one stroke of a pen, stop that, right?
Yeah, a lot of this is being done by executive action, and the Social Security Administration, the Veterans Administration, probably even the Department of Justice, because they could be ordered not to enter this information into the NICS system, the criminal background check system. So, yeah, you're right. Now that you mention it, the president...
It could be a one-line executive order that says this: the government shall not deny gun rights to Americans. Period.
It might need to deal with a little bit more of these things that we're talking about, but it wouldn't have to be a phone book of directions, that's for sure.
All right, we got to work on these things, folks. And do you guys have a line to Donald Trump to work on some of these things?
One of the guys knows Kellyanne Conway. I wish I did, because I'm very impressed with her. And after Mike Pence, she was the next indication that Donald Trump was going to be doing things that I hadn't been prepared to see in Donald Trump. And it was a way of communicating that, this is going to be different.
Well, Bannon might be another one, too. I know he gets a lot of attacks, and I'm not telling you that Bannon's perfect. But you know what? I think he believes in the right to keep and bear arms.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a characteristic of people in the Trump family and in the Trump administration. I think it's Donald Jr. that owns suppressors and is quite enthusiastic about the bill before the Congress to do away with putting suppressors on a special list that you pay a special tax for, and to just treat it like buying any other firearm.
Now, you know that Richard Mack was in Kansas on the courthouse steps for the sentencing of Kettler and Cox, right?
I do, and I was delighted to hear how they're going to at least dodge the bullet in jail. We still have a lot more work to do.
Yes, we do, and we're going about it with attorneys on the legal side, and we're going about it with clemency to Washington right now for some of these guys. Also, the CSPOA paid for Kettler's fine.
That's excellent. You know, and instead of just clemency, I would hope that if there is action from the White House, that it be a full pardon, expunging these felonies from their records.
We agree. Right. We're just starting somewhere with the opportunity to sit down. We don't want to get shut down before we get rolling. But you're exactly right.
Mr. Cox right now cannot own a firearm, cannot sell a firearm, which was his business. And so he needs to have that full pardon if his life is going to be made whole.
And you realize that Kettler, for example, as a veteran, had a pension. And now that he's so-called a felon, he lost his pension.
All kinds of nasty things. And I know that U.S. attorney that brought the case from the originally would have been the Holder Justice Department and then the Lynch Justice Department. They knew all the implications of what they were doing. They're going to teach those veterans a lesson. They hate veterans.
Well, we got our work cut out for us, ladies and gentlemen, and we got a lot of good things to do. We're trying to raise money now to cover Cox's fine. His is a little bit bigger. But we're going to try and do that, too. There's a lot of good things we're working on, folks.
Of course, part of the full pardon would be a refund of the fine.
Amen to that. One of the ways, in my mind, to deal with this healthcare situation, I bring it all up because healthcare is being debated big time right now. You had Ted Cruz and, what's his face debating last night on CNN? Who was it?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Bernie Sanders, the Bolshevik, the guy that thought it would be really groovy and did honeymoon in the then Soviet Union while people were being executed in gulags. Bernie Sanders, with his life's delight, was there enjoying the beauties of the Soviet Union.
The guy's a nut. Anyway, they had a debate last night. Healthcare is hot. One-third of Americans don't even know the difference between the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. But the reason that I bring this up right now, Larry, is because if you want to get rid of these abuses to gun rights, it's this healthcare mandate in conjunction with veterans' hostility agendas that are kind of saying, you know, it's kind of a psychosis or you're mentally unstable. And that's how they're backing into this violation of your gun rights.
That's right. It's been something that gave them the excuse to put lots and lots of people. I think there's something almost like a quarter of a million veterans that have been zapped.
And they also try to do that to Medicare people, too. If you get a Medicare check or a Medicaid or a Social Security check. They were trying to back into that loophole, too, and say, well, you may not be competent as well. The reason I bring it up, though, right now is the Republicans need to get rid of Obamacare immediately. The Republicans promised it when we swept them into Congress. Donald Trump promised it when we made him president of the United States. But now they're saying they don't know that they can get it done. It's too complicated. They've kind of melted down. Now they're not even focused on it. And I don't agree with Charles Krauthammer on many things, but Krauthammer says failing to repeal Obamacare is the ultimate betrayal. Boy, do I agree with that.
I think he's got it square on that one. I agree with you. So they better pay attention if they want to see what anger looks like. That was focused against the Democrats for saddling us with Obamacare. That's why they have the majority they have. It's the single biggest reason why they have that majority. And if they take that majority and sit on their hands and repaint their offices and gold inlay them and things of that sort and really settle in with the perks of power, I don't think that's going to end very well.
All right. Do you think Jeff Sessions will get picked, or do you think he'll get shut down? You know, I kind of have a...
One of the reasons that he hasn't been confirmed yet, and it makes sense, is that as we saw yesterday with Mr. Pence making the tie-breaking vote, you need Jeff Sessions in the Senate because every vote there counts. Had he already been confirmed as Attorney General, Mr. Pence wouldn't have had the chance to vote. Been no tie to break.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions' office was the most... Richard visited about 20 senators yesterday, and Jeff Sessions' office was the most rude of all.
Well, that's surprising, but and I don't want to excuse bad behavior, but perhaps they are a little busy at the moment.
Well, and I agree with you. The problem is that's what they always say. It doesn't matter whenever we have an issue for them. They're always too busy for us, you know?
Well, that's right. When you're trying to stand in for God, it is an extremely busy thing to do.
Heard that. Maybe they ought to just back off and not have to do that. Maybe we ought to find a way to have greater representation and less Washington interaction, that's for sure. Richard gets on the phone with me last night and he says, you know what, this thing's just a money game. It's just a money pit. I just watch everybody running around in the lunchroom. It's all about money and prestige and who you know and catapulting your career to the next level. And this isn't about getting anything done here. And you know what, he's right as rain.
It's real easy to get lost in the weeds because of the perks of office and the symptoms that were very evident to Richie when he was there. And good for him for spotting it that quickly, because some people get kind of bowled over by it.
Amen to that. Quick pause. They're tearing down a statue. We'll tell you who in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've like tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's like sitting here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, really quick. The City Council of Charlottesville, Virginia, voted 3-2 to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee from Lee Park. And I guess they voted to change the name of the park as well. Some say that it's sanitizing the city of evil, of racism. In other words, sanitizes the public space. Others say no, it's nothing but historical revisionism. But the town of Virginia votes to tear down Robert E. Lee's statue, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on in America. Tragic, but true. Anyway, just wanted to finish that little tidbit. The sheriff. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
You might add that Robert E. Lee and the Confederacy were Democrats, as is the government of the city of Charlottesville. Maybe they don't want a reminder that Democrats and the Confederacy defended slavery. Maybe that's bugging them, and we ought not
Great
to
point.
Let them away free.
Well, and I don't think that Robert E. Lee was necessarily the promoter of slavery anyway. I think that
no,
was,
he wasn't.
That's the revisionist well. Battle that it's about. It was about states' rights, and boy, have we been losing that battle ever since. All right, Sheriff Richard Mack just got a chance to meet with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, right?
I sure did. He was very gracious. He was in a hurry. He had to leave to get to a Heritage Foundation retreat.
Yeah, when are they not in a hurry, though?
Pardon me?
When are they not in a hurry?
Yeah, that's true.
And the answer is when you're writing them checks.
Larry knows that better than anybody. And, Larry, I'm going to tell you right now, God bless you for all the work you've done, because I can't stand being here in Washington, D.C., and I know you spent a lot of time here. And being around all these politicians just gives me the biggest stomach ache and blisters on my feet.
Well, when that ache so far is, it's time to leave town, Richie.
Well, that's got to happen. And, Larry, I'm telling you, this really is a place. When I sat and ate lunch yesterday in the cafeteria and I heard all the staffers talking and I heard all the lobbyists talking, and it just all boils down to money. This is just a big money game here. Whatever brings in the most money, whatever keeps people in power, that's what they do here. And it's really a disgrace that I am disappointed so far in the lack of response to us trying to free Americans who is not, I'm not here for me, I'm not here for you, I'm just here for everybody, and I'm here specifically for some people who are in prison. An Amish farmer is facing 48 years in prison because he made a salve out of chickweed and didn't get the FDA's permission. And that is one thing I really liked about Congressman Gohmert, that he said that he's been fighting this sort of thing and that there's others that are fighting it. And he's pretty much just resigned to the fact that Democrats are going to block any kind of reform of bureaucratic agencies, no matter how cruel they have been. And that a man sits in prison like this, and how many people from the IRS and BATF and FDA and EPA, BLM, US Forest Service, how many people sit in prisons or have been attacked and raided and destroyed and devastated for the rest of their lives because these agencies have no one watching them, there's no oversight, there's nobody making sure that they comply with the law or the principles of decency that should be going on here. Now, so I do appreciate some of them, but how do you not take more seriously? Every one of these congressmen who I tried to meet with and senators yesterday, how do you not take seriously that we have innocent people languishing in prisons who've been stripped away from their families, and these people really aren't ready to do anything about it?
Due process of law is the whole thing they're supposed to represent us for.
Well, yeah. But that's all out the window. I mean, due process of law comes out of the Constitution, and these people have never read it. You know, and I will say, Congressman Gohmert was very nice, very gracious. He wouldn't sign on to it, like Larry and I have, and like you have, Sam. But he wanted to look at it more. But the thing of it is, we don't have to look at anything more. We already know these things are happening 10 times, 100 times more than what we put on this this open letter of ours that we're all supporting, because why are we supporting this? You, me, and Larry, why are we supporting this? Because we know the abuses are happening and that they've happened for years and years.
And we put simple examples that you don't have to vet really to understand either. We didn't pick controversial ones. We didn't pick issues that you got to dig in and become a rocket scientist or attorney to understand the reality behind it. We picked very, very simple examples on purpose.
Exactly. I mean, it's not a rocket scientist to tell you that Steve and Dwight Hammond are in prison right now on the problems of double jeopardy. In fact, it makes double jeopardy stand on its head to the 10th power of such a violation. They already served their time. They already paid their fine. And then they come back to them and say, oh, you didn't serve long enough. Go back to jail. And essentially giving Dwight Hammond a life imprisonment sentence. And as if that's doing any good for America or keeping us safer, and these people actually got convicted of domestic terrorism, which we were told was not going to be used domestically.
Amen to that. All right. Is Louis Gohmert going to do anything more, or what's the next step with him?
Well, he told me, obviously, to keep in touch with him, and I told him he would, and I left him the paperwork, and he said he would study it. And you know, he might sign on to it. I'm not sure. If you ask me to give me my hunch, I don't think he's going to. But I don't want to diminish the fact that he was really nice. Most of the congressmen are not even here, and he took the time to meet with me this morning. He is a good congressman. I think Larry could probably vouch for that. He is, isn't he, Larry?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So, and I just went into Jason Chaffetz's office. Rob Bishop's office, they were already gone back to Utah because they're out of session until, I think, next Wednesday or so. And I just went into Justin Amash, and he's not there. These are all guys who really should be jumping on board with what we're doing, but they still think that everything's going to be blocked by the Democrats because Democrats want to keep these agencies powerful because they put everybody under their thumb.
Well, what you want to do, here's who you want to go see next. You want to go see Thomas Massie next. He just put a bill in the hopper to abolish the Education Department. It's a one-line bill. And there's several co-sponsors that jumped on with him. Jason Chaffetz of Utah is one of them. And you need to go in and you need to thank Thomas Massie for his bill and ask him to jump onto what we're doing.
Well, Massie is from Kansas, isn't he?
Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. I mean, yeah, I knew it was one of the states that I'm working on. But those are both the states that I'm really working on. So Kentucky is where Sam Girard, our Amish farmer's from. So I'm going to go to Massey right now. And Larry, you're not going to believe this. Of the 15 to 20 senator offices that I went into yesterday, you're not going to believe this. Guess which one called me back to do a work session today?
Well, the cat already let out of the bag. I'm still somewhat amazed that Charlie Schumer of New York.
Can you believe that? As many times as you and I have been against that guy on so many different issues, I actually debated him with Paula Zahn on Good Morning America back during the Bradyville fight.
Yeah. No, he's very much a statist, and for him to take interest, I don't quite understand why, but go for it.
Well, it tells me that he sees that he's got to jump on something to be nonpartisan a little bit to have some relevancy today, and he might be doing that. But either way, again, if we can agree to work on this together, we're going to do it, and let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, I sure am. And maybe he has a little compassion, or one of his staff got a little compassion for the Amish farmer.
Well, we hope so.
How that plays out.
All right, sir, let us know what happens. Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll see you soon. Thank you.
All right, Larry, the final word's yours, my friend. You've heard what happens on Liberty Roundtable Live for the last hour. Man, we got our fingers in so many pies. Sir, I don't know that anybody reports as much news as we do, my friend.
Well, you know, if a guy can be put in jail for making a salve, then it's kind of easy to understand why they would want to put somebody in jail for having a firearm that they didn't approve of or something else related to firearms. This is a government that has been so used to disregarding the Constitution. I think maybe it was Richie that said that nobody had ever, as he looked around, he didn't think anybody in that cafeteria had read the Constitution. I would tend to agree with that. Even if they've taken an oath to uphold it, as a member of Congress would have taken, that doesn't mean they read it. That happened when I was sworn into the Virginia legislature. And I knew there were guys, because they told me, that had taken that oath and they had not read that Constitution. They were just looking for ways to get around it, to accomplish policy objectives and not to obey the law of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Larry, we're out of time, but our prayers are that you get a chance to sit down with Donald Trump and protect the veterans and protect the all kinds of other sliced out groups that they're trying to destroy their right to keep and bear arms as they eventually work towards destroying the right of self-defense for all of us. We pray for your involvement. We pray for your organization, gunowners.org. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a lifetime member and absolutely encourage you to become one as well. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Sam, man.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, always doing a phenomenal job, banging on all cylinders, as they say. We appreciate him. Gunowners.org is his website. For Sam and Kurt, Richard Mack and Larry Pratt and the whole crew, the whole round table, we declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. After all, it's us, we the people, that claim this nation shall endure.